Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is paper. P-A-P-E-R.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. Here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100. George, who's first?
Well, Groucho, Jane Honecke and Colonel Barney Oldfield are here and ready. So, folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Barney Oldfield, well, it's a real thrill to see you, Barney, old boy.
Pleasure to see you, sir.
Well, gosh, I haven't seen you. Last time I saw you was back in, it's about 1907, right after you won the Indianapolis race. You know, you don't look a day older. You must be around 80 by now, aren't you?
Groucho, I'm only 48.
48? Boy, have you set your speedometer back. Now, what's going on, Barney? You surely can't be Barney. You're not Barney Oldfield, huh? Well, who are you really? Bridie Murphy? Are you my Barney lies over the ocean?
None of them, Groucho. I just happened to be born during the period 1905 to 1915 when every...
Took 10 years to have you?
Took 10 years, yes. But any Oldfield that was born naturally named Barney.
Is that so, huh?
Right. If he didn't get it legally, he got it on the playground.
Oh. What kind of a uniform is that you're wearing, Barney? Is that, are you at the post office? I hope you're a friendly power.
It's the United States Air Force.
Oh. Well, that's a friendly power.
Fairly friendly.
Except to the Army and the Navy. What kind of a unit are you assigned to?
I'm with something called NORAD, Groucho.
NORA?
NORAD.
Oh.
NORAD stands for the North American Air Defense Command, Groucho, which is a multi-service institution with Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, representatives from the United States and elements of the Royal Canadian Air Force in Canada.
What was your job before you became a key man in Air Force defense work?
I used to be a publicity man for Warner Brothers.
I think I'll move to Borneo and become a wild man. Your name is Barney Old? No. Your name.
Jane Honecke.
Your name is what?
Jane Honecke.
Jane Honecke. I used to play one of those. Where are you from, Jane?
Well, I was born in Chicago, and my family came out here when I was about 7, and I graduated from...
Is there somebody down here talking? Go on, pull her out, and let's see her.
Yeah.
Are you married, Jane?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh.
Finally. I mean...
Gladly, I guess.
Yes.
You married, eh? Well, how did you meet your husband, huh?
Oh, I met him in a bowling alley. I was bowling in the district attorney's women's league when I worked in the district attorney's office. And he came to keep score for us. And he offered to give me some bowling lessons to improve my bowling. It worked real good. And so the next Saturday I had a date with him, and I bowled 215. It was the best I ever bowled, and I guess he would just bowl over him.
Well, did you marry him so you could use that joke about the bowling him over?
No.
How about we met in the alley and he knocked me off my pins? Why don't you give that a trial for a while?
I'll try that one.
Yeah. Jane, apparently your marriage is a very happy one, isn't it?
I like it.
That's as far as you're concerned. Now, how is it you get along so well?
We just like to do things together, like I'll help him mix cement, maybe, and he'll help me stuff the turkey, and we don't...
You stuff a turkey with cement? So we're back in the Stone Age, yeah. What do you mean? Why do you stuff a turkey with cement? Why don't you... You can get filling now in the supermarket already made up.
These are two separate operations.
Well, I should think so. You eat one of those turkeys, you'll need a separate operation. Well, I hate to call a halt to this conversation because we're not getting anywhere. But it's time for you to win some money, so let's play You Bet Your Life. Now, you've got a very smart cookie here with you, fool. And you seem to know your way around, too. Now, you've selected world capitals. I'll ask you some questions, If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Now, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. What is the capital of Czechoslovakia? Now, you can talk it over.
Prague, he says.
That's right. Poor but Prague. That's right.
You now have one right.
Now, what is... How do you know?
I just wrote it down.
What is the capital of Denmark?
Copenhagen.
So...
You now have two right. Get the next two right and you'll have $1,000.
What is the capital of Ceylon? Ceylon.
Colombo.
Colombo, the gem of the ocean.
Yes, sir. You now have three right. If you get the next one right, $1,000 is yours.
What is the capital of Colombia?
Bogota. Bogota.
Bogota is something I used to play at Bogota. Well, that's right. You've won it. They won it.
They got four in a row, so you won $1,000.
Now, you've won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it.
Thank you.
And no matter what you decide to do, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Out of it at you.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
Groucho, we have Kathy Koner and Lou Tabak waiting to talk to you. So, folks, you can please and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Kathy Kona and Lou Tobacco, eh? Kathy, I'll start with you.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
17. You go to school?
Yes, I'm a senior at University High School.
Oh. I used to go to University High, but they made me stop drinking. Kathy, every teenager always has two big problems. Their mother and their father. How about you?
My mother and my father are no problem to me. They're very broad-minded people, and I love them very much, and we get along very well together.
What kind of work does your father do?
My father's a script writer. He's written for movies, and he wrote Never Wave at a Whack and The Hollywood Story. And his latest, which I'm most proud of, is his best-selling novel, Gidget.
Oh, he wrote Gidget. Mm-hmm. I read that book. Are you Gidget?
I'm Gidget, yeah.
Oh, well, you're as pretty as you were described in that book.
Well, thank you.
You say you're Lou Tobacco, huh?
Tabak.
Tabak?
Tabak.
Tabak. Tabak. Tabak. Tabak, tabak. Have you any wool? Are you married, Louie?
Oh, yes. I'm married for 40 years. I think that's some sort of a record.
Yes, it is. It's a long playing record, too. How did you meet Mrs. Tabak?
Well, I went to a neighborhood dance in the northwest side of Chicago. I'm a terrible dancer.
Most married men are.
I wasn't married then.
Well, most married men, when they're single, are bad dancers. Yeah.
So I asked her for a dance, even though I was a terrible dancer. Mm-hmm. And she danced with me.
If you were such a bum dancer, why did you insist on asking her for a dance?
Well, actually, I had heard that she was an heiress to a 1/7 interest in $250,000.
You were a fortune hunter, in other words.
No, just a 1/7 interest of $250,000.
Well, how much is that in round numbers? Is that about 45 cents?
Well, I'd say it's approximately $35,712. $39,000.
And did you figure this out before you asked her for the dance?
Uh-huh.
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself, Louie, marrying for money. You should be happy, but nevertheless ashamed.
Oh, I'm not ashamed at all, you know. She didn't get a dime.
You mean you didn't get a dime?
No.
Who told you she was an heiress?
Oh, a brother.
Well, you know, it takes two to make a marriage, Lou. A girl and a brother who is busy spreading rumors. What sort of work do you do now that you've got all this money from this woman?
I manufacture sportswear under the name of Tabak of California. We distribute nationally.
Oh. What kind of sportswear? Baseball uniforms?
No. Ladies. Ladies. Active and spectator type of sportswear.
You know, I've been wearing the same suit for 7 years, Louis, but it seems to me that women's styles change just as quickly as you manufacturers can arrange it. Is this done deliberately to increase sales?
Yes, we do. Actually,
I certainly admire your honesty and not your integrity.
Well, actually, Groucho, the women prefer that we change styles. They get tired of what they're wearing. As the season changes, we introduce new styles just to please the women, and they like it, so we make
it. It's just simpler than getting a new husband every year, huh?
Yeah, it's about the same, I think. One is as expensive as the other.
You said it. Have you ever been caught with the wrong styles? In other words, have you ever gotten caught...
Well,
without the right kind of clothes.
Yes, we made up
season.
A group of jumper dresses one time where our pattern maker made a mistake, and the backs were all three times the size that we had planned it to be, and they bloused horribly right in the back there. They looked, just imagine that the coat was eight times too large in the back. At any rate, we had it. There was no other fabric available, and so we started to advertise it as the new British drape, and we shipped it out under that label, a new British accent with a fine back accent. And the stores began to publicize it under that label. And in the meantime, we corrected our patterns, and we made up new merchandise with the corrected pattern, and it fits perfectly straight back. And when the reorders came in, why, we shipped it out with a straight back, and customers simply returned them and said, "We're cheating on, skimping on piece goods, and they want the British drape."
That'll give you women an idea of what you're up against when you go into a store. I'm curious, so you're a very successful manufacturer, and you're a pretty smart cookie. Otherwise, you wouldn't have married that woman for her money. Now, I imagine you don't need any money now. Why did you want to be on a little old quiz show like ours?
Well, Groucho...
Just to meet Gidget?
Well, it's worthwhile coming here to meet Gidget, but actually, I wanted to make some money for the City of Hope.
Oh. You mean... Now, what is the City of Hope? Does Bob own that?
No. The City of Hope...
He owns almost everything else. I thought he owned that, too.
The City of Hope is a national medical center with a tremendous research division studying and trying to cure diseases of... catastrophic diseases like cancer and TB and heart and blood diseases with a tremendous patient load, and nobody pays a dime who's admitted to death.
It's the most worthwhile institution, but so are lots of others. Why do you specifically want to help this one?
Well, I have to be the president of the City of Hope.
All right, now we're going to play You Bet Your Life, huh? Now, you selected royal capitals. I'll give you the capital, you give me the country. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. What is the capital of Israel?
Jerusalem.
That's right. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You have one right now.
Rangoon is the capital of what country?
Burma.
Right.
You have two right.
What is the capital of Haiti?
Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince is right.
You now have three right. Get the next one right, and
pretty
you'll have about
fancy pronunciation there. What is the capital of West Germany?
Bonn.
That's right. And I had a half a bun on the other night. That's right.
You got four in a row, and you win $1,000.
Now, just a moment. You win $1,000, and you can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it. And if we don't see you later, thanks for being on the show, but I'm sure you're going to be back.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
We'll find out if any of our contestants will try for $10,000 in just a moment.
All right, George, who's going to try for the $10,000?
Well, Colonel Barney Oldfield and Jane Honecke will come back, please.
Well, you've won $1,000 so far. Now, if you decide to try for the 10 and you fail, you'll wind up with a total of 500. What are you going
to
do?
You'd like to try.
Now, get together and you pick a number from 1 to 10. And then one of you spin the wheel, and if any number besides the one you pick comes up, this question is worth 2,000. If your number comes up, the question is worth 10.
Five.
What number do you want?
Five.
Give it a turn. Thank you.
I will miss it all the way.
Well, mm-mm. Your number was 5 and it came up 6. That's too bad. So this question is worth $2,000. Ready? One of the outstanding tennis stars in recent history is the girl who won both the U.S. and Wimbledon championships in 57. For $2,000, who is this great girl tennis champion? All right. What's the answer?
Althea Gibson.
Gibson is right. Althea Gibson, huh?
Take some voice lessons and get a real low voice.
And you? You're going to have your voice raised?
No, sir. I am.
What are you going to do with your money?
I'm one of those fortunate fellows who has a very nice mother-in-law and father-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. T.F. Kinman in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
A very nice mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. A.W. Oldfield in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And you're going to keep the money yourself.
I think I'll use this to start a scholarship at the University of Nebraska in their names.
Well, that's wonderful. Thanks and good luck. Bring out another couple, George.
Kathy Corner and Lou Tabak are going to come back.
Oh, well, okay. Bring them in. Now, are you going to go for the big money?
Oh, I'm not going to go.
You're not. You're going to keep...
I'm going to keep my $500.
$500. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Well, you've won now. If you're going to go for the big money, and if your number comes up, you're going to go for $5,000. If your number doesn't come up, you're going for $1,000, right?
Yes, but I'll tell you this. The amount I've already won, I'll guarantee to the City of Hope. I'll gamble for me, but not with the City of Hope money.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Now, you can try the big question. Now, think of a number between 1 and 10.
Well, I'll take 7. I was going to get a 7th interest, if you remember, in the fortune, so I'll take 7.
Give it a time. Your number was 7, and it came up 1, so this question is worth $1,000. An airplane called the Winnie Mae carried its pilot on the first solo flight around the world in 1931, that is. For $1,000, who was his famous flyer? He and Will Rogers later were lost on a flight in Alaska.
Take a stab at it. Costa?
His well-known name is Wiley Post.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, mister, but you wound up with $250. That isn't too bad. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us.